Ladies and gentlemen, I've traveled over half our state to be here tonight. I couldn't get away sooner because my new well was coming in at Coyote Hills and I had to see about it. That well is now flowing at 2,000 barrels and it's paying me an income of $5,000 a week. I have two others drilling and I have 16 producing at Antelope, so... Ladies and gentlemen, if I say I'm an oil man, you will agree. Now, you have a great chance here. But bear in mind, you can lose it all if you're not careful. Out of all men that beg for a chance to drill your lots, maybe 1 in 20 will be oil men. The rest will be speculators. That's men trying to get between you and the oil men to get some of the money that ought by rights come to you. Even if you find one that has money and means to drill, he'll maybe know nothing about drilling. You'll have to hire the job out on contract, and then you're depending on a contractor. Rush the job through so he can get another contract just as quick as he can. This is the way that this works.
What is your offer? We're wasting time.
Yes. Please.
I do my own drilling. And the men that work for me, and they are men I know. I make it my business to be there and to see their work. I don't lose my tools in the hole and spend months fishing for them. I don't botch the cementing off and let water in the hole and ruin the whole lease. I'm a family man. I run a family business. This is my son and my partner, H.W. Plainview. We offer you the bond of family that very few oil men can understand. I'm fixed like no other company in this field, and that's because my Coyote Hills well has just come in. I have a string of tools all ready to put to work. I can load a rig onto trucks and have them here in a week. I have business connections, so I can get the lumber for the derrick. Such things go by friendship in a rush like this. And this is why I can guarantee to start drilling and to put up the cash to back my word. I assure you, ladies and gentlemen, no matter what the others promise to do, when it comes to the showdown, they won't be there.
I don't need the lease, thank you.
We need you. We need you.
Too much confusion. Thank you for your time.
No. There's no confusion.
I wouldn't take the lease if you gave it to me as a gift.
Mr. Bankside, I'm not going to waste your time. I'd certainly appreciate it if you didn't waste mine. If you wish to sign with me, we can have well drilling within 10 days. Your lot is further north from the discovery well up here, and so, well, that means we'll probably have to dig deeper. And if there's as much oil here as I think there is, it'll be harder to reach. Once we find it, we can take it right out. We have to act quickly, because very soon these fields will be dry. I need you to know what you want to do. Now, because of the distance from the discovery well, I'll pay you a smaller royalty than you'd get down there, but I'm prepared to give you a $1,000 bonus on your lot.
What kind of royalty are you talking about?
1/6, plus a guarantee to start drilling within 10 days. Now, that's something you won't find anywhere else. What age are children, ma'am?
10 and 12. Mr. Plainview, a question, sir. Where is your wife?
Well, she died in childbirth, Mrs. Bankside, so... Well, it's just me and my son now.
Coming in, boss!
Mr. Plainview?
Yes.
Are you Daniel Plainview?
Yes. What can I do for you?
You look for oil.
That's right.
What do you pay for a place that has it?
Well, that depends.
What does it depend on?
On a lot of things.
If I told you I knew a place that had oil where land could be bought cheaply, what do you think that would be worth?
Well, I think that you should let me know what you know, and then we'll try and work something out.
Can I sit down?
Please.
What church do you belong to?
I enjoy all faiths. I don't belong to one church in particular. I like them all. I like everything. Where are you from?
That would be telling you. That's what I want to sell you.
What are you doing in Signal Hill?
We have oil, and it seeps through the ground. Do you want to pay me to know where it is?
Just because there's something on the ground doesn't mean there's anything beneath it.
Why did Standard Oil buy up land?
Is it in California?
Maybe.
How much land they buy?
I'd like it better if you didn't think I was stupid.
Why'd you come to me?
You just brought this well in.
That's right.
Yes, so? Just give me $500 in cash right now, and I'll tell you where it is.
I'll tell you what I'll do, son. I'll give you $100 now, and if it proves to be a promising lease, then I'll give you $1,000 bonus.
$600.
Just tell me one thing to help me decide. What else have you got up there? What do you grow?
We have a big ranch, but it's mostly rocks. You can plant things. Nothing will grow but weeds. What makes you think it's up?
Is there sulfur around? Or alkali deposits?
Alkali nearby. I don't know sulfur. Is that your son?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
Who are you?
I'm Fletcher Hamilton. Nice to meet you, son. What's your name?
What do you do?
I work with Mr. Plainview.
Here's $500. Tell me something worth hearing. This money's yours.
I come from a town called Little Boston in Isabella County.
This is us here. Spur Station here at Little Boston. The Sunday Ranch is what you're looking for. There's a sheep trail that takes you there. It's a mile out of town, headed west, not far. Just through a small pass here, near the base of the hills. You'll pass a church, and just follow the sheep trail.
Where's Standard buying up?
Here and here.
And your family name is Sunday, yes?
That's right.
How many is in your family?
My father and mother and sisters, and my brother Eli.
How many sisters do you have?
Two.
What's your name?
Paul.
Does any of your family know about the oil that you say is there?
I don't know. My uncle always said there was oil there, but I don't know what they heard or what they think.
What do you grow?
It's goats. It's a goat farm, I told you. Nothing grows but weeds.
Is there water?
It's salty. You drill a well, it's hard not to get salt water. The oil is there. I'm telling you. I want to go now, so...
You can stay tonight.
No, I want to go now. I want to leave.
Listen, Paul. If I travel all the way up there and I find that you've been lying to me, I'm going to find you and I'm going to take more than my money back. Is that all right with you?
Yes, sir.
All right, then.
Nice luck to you. God bless.
And to you, young man.
Good evening.
Good evening. My name is Daniel Plainview. This is my son, H.W.
Are you hunting?
Hunting for quail. We're told there might be a good place to camp up near the Sunday Ranch.
This is the Sunday Ranch. You can camp here.
Thank you. Do you have water?
Yes.
You heard there was an earthquake up here a few days ago. Is that right?
Yes.
Your family?
Yeah, all fine. Thank you. We have goat's milk if you'd like.
That'd be fine.
Now, if we set our tent away over there, we'd be out of your way over there. That's fine. Ruth, help these men and bring them some water.
No, H.W.
Mr. Plainview, would you like that milk now?
That'd be fine, thank you.
Mary, bring them some milk. My family will help you set up your tent.
No, please. We set ourselves on this camping trip. We have to do the camping. Hurry up. Do you have bread?
We have potatoes.
Potatoes would be nice. Thank you.
I'll have them boil you up some potatoes.
Well, that's all right. I thought maybe we'd make a fire. I wanted to work with my son on making a fire.
All right. My son Eli will bring you some wood.
Thank you so much for your hospitality, Mr. Sunday.
Yes.
And we'll be out of your way. We're just hunting for quail.
I'm sorry we don't have any bread.
No.
Corn just doesn't fill out in the hills here. It's mostly rock. We don't have room to raise the grain.
Thank you, young lady.
My name is Eli.
Yes, you're Eli Sunday.
Welcome.
H.W.
Eli. You're hunting quail?
That's right.
We will bring dinner.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
my shoe.
That's earthquake oil set loose. So.
So.
So. If there's anything here, we take it to the sea. What we do is we build a pipeline to Port Hueneme or Santa Paula. It's about 100 miles. And we do a deal with Union Oil. This is what we do. Then we don't need the railroads and their shipping costs anymore. You see?
Yeah.
You see that?
Yeah.
Then we're making money. We're making the real money that we should be making, not just throwing it away on shipping costs. Otherwise, it's just mud.
How much are we going to pay them?
Who's that?
The Sunday family.
Well, I'm not going to give them oil prices. I'll give them quail prices. Something I'd very much like to talk with you about.
Mother, would you take the girls outside, please?
Well, I believe in plain speaking, so this is a beautiful ranch. I love hunting for quail. My boy's been sick, you know. He needs fresh air. Doctors all say he needs plentiful fresh air. So, what would you say would be a fair price for this lot, Abel?
To buy this place?
That's right. Take a moment.
I'm sorry, I don't know.
$6 an acre.
$6? Thank you, Eli.
And with the improvements to the ranch over the years at $500.
Well, I'd like to offer you $3,700 for this ranch. That's $3,700.
No.
The Lord has sent this man here, Eli.
Yes, I believe he has. My offer to you is $3,700.
What is it that brought you here, sir?
The good Lord's guidance. Now, of course, within that, we're going to develop a lease. What's that?
What about our oil?
What about it?
We have oil here. That's worth something.
Oh, do you have someone who can drill for it? Do you think there's oil here?
I know there is.
Oh, it's very expensive to drill. To get it up and out of the ground. You ever tried that before?
How much is it?
Costly.
Well, our oil sits right up on top of the ground.
I believe that's called seepage. Doesn't necessarily mean there's anything underneath.
What would you give us for it?
I don't know.
Something you don't know.
That's right. What would you like, Eli?
$10,000.
For what?
For my church.
That's good. That's a good one. Well, if we decide to drill for oil, and if the well begins to produce, I'll give your church a $5,000 signing.
$10,000.
Do you want to find someone else that's going to come up here and drill, Eli? Make the investment and do all the hard work that goes into it?
I can just as easily hunt for quail on another ranch as I can here, so no, I'll happily be a supporter of your church for as long as I can. For the bonus only. Now, as it happens, I do have some connections in the drilling business who might help get us started. How do you feel about this, Abel?
Yes, what Eli says.
Well, good. Let's draw up some contracts and let's give it a try. Appreciate your help with this, Eli.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Real estate?
Yes.
Yes, I'd like to talk to you. I'm looking for some land. I just bought the Sunday Ranch. And, well, where's the map? Where are the hills behind the Sunday Ranch?
That's here. That's the Bandy Tract. He has over 600 acres.
What about this?
AC mode, Blodgett, Redlick, Carr.
What's it held at?
$6 an acre.
What about this?
That's the Belvins, and that could be got, I'm sure.
Can everything around here be got?
Sure.
Be a good friend of ours.
That's right.
Well, you get here just as soon as you can. Bring Fred English. Good enough.
Thank you, Porter. Hey, Steph, how are you?
Fine, you?
Pretty good. Where's your dad?
Well, we're a long way from Signal Hill.
Hello, Plainview.
Hello, Jay.
Good to see you.
Charlie. On your way somewhere else?
Oh, passing through. Looking around. Funny to see you.
Funny, isn't it?
You boys are a regular family business.
You boys are a little late.
What'd you find?
I found some interesting prospects.
Hmm. You hear Standard bought up?
Mostly in the north, so far.
That's what I hear.
I'll tell you, Gene, if you're going to make a play, look east. I'd rather it be you than someone else. This lot around here has been taken.
Life must be easy when you have such a cute face to carry around with you.
Telling me how handsome my son is?
Well, that I am.
That's very nice, thank you. Good luck, Gene.
Take care.
Like I said, go east.
Hey, Stubbs. I'll be your lawyer if you need to draw up a contract. Make sure you don't get swindled, boy. Get half what your dad's making.
How much money can you make?
I don't know.
Depends.
$1,000?
Mary said that her father beats her if she doesn't pray.
Mary, she's the smaller one?
Yes, she is.
Everyone here?
Very successful.
But?
There were a few vacant lots and one holdout.
Who?
William Bandy.
Who's he?
He's an old man who homesteaded here, lives with his grandson. He said he'd like to speak with you.
Was he here?
No, he'd like you to come visit with him.
He's boosting his price.
He said he'd like to speak with whoever's doing the mine.
Well, let him wait. He'll come around. Let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for visiting with us this evening. I've traveled across half our state to be here and to see about this land. Now, I dare say some of you might have heard some of the more extravagant rumors about what my plans are. I just thought you'd like to hear it from me. This is the face. It's no great mystery. I'm an oil man. Ladies and gentlemen, I have numerous concerns spread across this state. I have many wells flowing at many thousand barrels per day. I like to think of myself as an oil man. As an oil man, I hope that you'll forgive just good old-fashioned plain speaking. Now, this work that we do is very much a family enterprise. I work side by side with my wonderful son, H.W., I think. One or two of you might have met him already. I encourage my men to bring their families as well. Of course, it makes for an ever so much more rewarding life for them. Family means children. Children means education. So wherever we set up camp, education is a necessity, and we're just so happy to take care of that. So let's build a wonderful school in Little Boston. These children are the future that we strive for, and so they should have the very best of things. Now, something else, and please don't be insulted if I speak about this. Bread. Let's talk about bread. Now, to my mind, it's an abomination to consider that any man, woman, or child in this magnificent country of ours should have to look upon a loaf of bread as a luxury. We're going to dig water wells here, and water wells means irrigation. Irrigation means cultivation. We're going to raise crops here where before it just simply wasn't possible. You're going to have more grain than you know what to do with. Bread will be coming right out of your ears, ma'am. New roads, agriculture, employment, education. These are just a few of the things we can offer you. And I assure you, ladies and gentlemen, that if we do find oil here, and I think there's a very good chance that we will, this community of yours will not only survive, it will flourish. I'd be happy to answer any questions that you might have. Yes?
Will the new road lead to the church?
Well, that'll be the first place that it leads. Thank you, Eli. Anyone else? Well, if anything comes up, I'm pretty easy to find. You can just come visit with me. Thank you so much for your time.
speak with you.
Yes, come in.
I'll bring them up when they arrive.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How is all the work coming?
Everything's good.
All the men are provided for.
Of course.
Spirits seem high. Is there anything that you need from me? Anything the church can do for you?
I don't believe so, no, thank you.
I understand you've asked the people to gather round and watch the well begin tomorrow, is that right?
That's right.
I will bless the well. Before you begin, you should introduce me. You'll see me walk up towards the oil well, and when I...
Derek.
You'll see me walk up, and then you could say my name.
When you walk up?
Yes, you'll see me walk up, and then you could say, the proud son of these hills who tended his father's flock. And then you could say my name.
That's fine.
And what happens then?
Well, then we start the drill.
It's a simple blessing, Daniel, but an important one. It's just a few words. It won't take long. What time?
What time's good for you, Eli?
4 o'clock.
Well, let's make it 4 o'clock then. My thanks for your visit.
Good day. Thank you.
Afternoon, everyone. Thank you all so much for visiting with us at this time. I've had the pleasure of meeting some of you, and I hope very much in the months to come I'll be able to visit with each and every one of you. Oh, I'm better at digging holes in the ground than making speeches, so let's forget the speech for this evening. Just make it a simple blessing. You see, one man doesn't prospect from the ground. It takes a whole community of good people such as yourselves. And this is good. We stay together. We pray together. We work together. And if the good Lord smiles kindly on our endeavor, we share in the wealth together. Now, before we spud in Mary's well, number one, name for the lovely Miss Mary Sunday here by my side, a proud daughter of these hills, I'd just like to say God bless these honest labors of ours. And, of course, God bless you all. Amen. Won't be a minute. Fast as you can, H. W. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. Our Al Rose very generously provided some refreshment for this occasion out of his own pocket. If you all just care to help yourselves, I'll be back in a minute.
you like your new dress?
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. I thought you'd like it. Are you happy I came here?
Yes.
Your daddy doesn't hit you anymore, does he? Does he now? Better not, right? I'll take care of you. No more hitting, right? No more hitting. Go on. Go and play some more. Don't come back.
Daniel!
What?
Lost a man down the well.
What man?
Joe Gunder.
Did I know him?
No.
What happened?
Set the brake.
Oh, God damn it. Where's the body?
They're fishing it out now.
All right.
Where's the pet?
It's on the deck.
Clean him up, put some clothes on him, and set up a tent. Anyone goes down into the cellar, you tell somebody. Yes.
My stomach spoke in a whisper, not a shout. Touch this woman with your hands and caress her. Yes. My dear Mrs. Hunter, you have arthritis, don't you?
Yes, I do, my love.
Yes, the devil is in your hands and I will suck it out. I will not cast this ghost out with a fever, for the new spirit inside me has shown me I have a new way to communicate. It is a gentle whisper. Get out of here, ghost. Get out. Get out of here, ghost. Get out of here, Ghost. Get out of here. Don't you dare turn around and come back. For if you do, all the armies of my boot will kick you in the teeth. And you will be cast up and thrown in the dirt and thrust back to perdition. And as long as I have teeth, I will bite you. And if I have no teeth, I will gum you. And as long as I have fish, I will bash you. Now get out of here, Ghost. Get out of here, Ghost. Get out of here, Ghost. And it left!
Hallelujah! Yes. Hallelujah!
Yes!
Praise the Lord! Yes. Holy name!
Praise God!
Amen!
Thank you. My dear Mrs. Hunter. See you tomorrow.
Yes.
Eli. Tragedy at the well last night.
Yes, I heard.
Joe Gunder was a man of considerable faith, so if you wish to say a few words, his burial's at noon tomorrow.
Daniel, this accident could have been avoided. It is terrible to think
yes,
of that well working away up there unblessed.
Their rest. If they don't have, they start to make
stories. I've seen some of the men drinking. Don't you think
we
that
need
has
these
something
men
to do
well
with
rested
it?
To bring in this well? They can't get that if they're up here listening to your gospel, and then the well can't produce and blow gold.
I wish I had more time with Joe Gunder. More could have been done.
And then the well can produce and blow gold all over the place. Now, would you see to it that his personal possessions find their way back to his family, please? Thank you. Heard you were planning some renovations.
Yes, our congregation is growing strongly. We need more room.
Well, that was one goddamn hell of a show.
We were happy to have you, Daniel.
I'll talk to you here. You're safe. Let's go.
Tell me where it is. Did you see this?
No.
Tell me where it hurts. Where does it hurt you?
I can't hear my voice.
Were you hit in the head? Tell me. You have to tell me if you were.
I can't hear my voice.
Wait here for me. Andrew, wait here for me. I'll be back in a minute. You wait here.
Help me.
I'm going to take care of you. Wait here. Stay here. I'm going to fix this.
Help me.
It's going to be fine. Help. Wait for me here. Hold it down.
Miserable about. There's a whole ocean of oil under our feet. No one can get at it except for me.
Okay?
Oh, yes.
Where is he?
Messing with.
That's enough now. That's enough, HW. That's enough. Do you hear me? Can you hear me in there? That's enough.
Got his legs.
I have his legs.
Nope.
Steady, that's it.
Easy, boy. Easy.
Soon be over.
Yeah, that's good. Now the other side.
Turn him over. Who do we know in San Francisco or Los Angeles who could work with? Someone, a teacher for HW. How could you figure out that? A call, goddammit, what's his name?
Bob Brody in San Francisco.
Call Bob Brody. Get someone down here. I'll do it right away.
Thank you.
When do we get our money, Daniel?
Aren't you a healer? And a vessel for the Holy Spirit? When are you coming over and make my son here again? Can't you do that?
Let me bless the world. This happened.
Daniel, you shouldn't have done that.
You owe the Church of the Third Revelation $5,000. Oh. One of the few rights to God we made.
Don't even try it. Not. Splash around in here. That's it. I'm gonna bury you underground. I'm gonna bury you underground.
Stupid man, Abel. You've let someone come in here and walk all over us. You let him in and do his work here, and you are a stupid man for what we could have had.
I followed his word, Eli. I tried.
You didn't do anything but sit down. You're lazy and you're stupid. Do you think God is going to save you for being stupid? He doesn't save stupid people, Abel.
Son, stupid man! How did he come here? Do you want to
help? Son, don't do this!
Be quiet! Shut your mouth, Abel! It was your stupid son! It was Paul who told him to come here. I know it. He went to him and he said, my stupid, weak father will give away his lots. Go and take him, and you let it happen.
A stupid father to a stupid son.
Help you?
Daniel?
Who's that?
My name is Henry.
Young.
I'm Henry.
What can I do for you?
I'm Henry Plainview. I'm from Fond du Lac. I'm your brother. From another mother. Ernest is my father.
Who are you?
Henry.
Mary Brands, is that your mother?
Yes, sir, that's right. I read about your gusher in the paper, about your success.
You heard about my strike? You just show up?
My father's dead. Ernest died, I heard. I wanted to find you.
When?
3 months ago. I got a letter from Annabelle.
My sister Annabelle? Where is she?
Still at home, Fond du Lac.
You came all the way from Wisconsin to tell me this?
Coming from New Mexico, I've been there. I came to find you. Did you know about me?
Do you have identification? Do you have this letter? Where are you coming from?
From New Mexico.
Yes, I know, but from where?
Silver City. I've been there for 2 years. I was trying drilling of my own for years, getting leases in Texas, Louisiana.
Anything that produced?
No. Not like your success, no.
Are you married?
No. I spent time in jail. I had a stretch of very bad time. I had nothing. I was picked up in Louisiana. I worked on a chain gang for 6 months building roads. That was a very hard time. Are you married?
What were you in jail for?
Believe it or not, for all the terrible things I've gotten myself into when they picked me up, I hadn't done anything. But I've done my share of things that shouldn't be talked about.
So, what do you want, Henry?
Nothing. If you can spare something, I can work for you in any way. I know I'll keep moving before long to get back to Fond du Lac.
Do you have any money?
Some. Not much.
Just answer me directly. You say nothing, then you say you'd like to stay and work. And it's better. I just like to hear you say you'd like to be here.
I'd like to be here. I'm a good worker. I work cable tool rigs, built railroads. I won't need any favors.
Good. What did my mother know?
I don't know. I don't know if she knew and looked the other way. She never knew. Why did you leave? I know you didn't get on with that father.
I worked for Geological Survey and went to Kansas. I couldn't stay there. Just couldn't. I don't like to explain myself. Are you an angry man, Henry?
About what?
Are you envious? Do you get envious?
I don't think so, no.
I have a competition in me. I want no one else to succeed. I hate most people.
That part of me is gone. Working and not succeeding. All my failures has left me. I just don't care.
Well, if it's in me, it's in you. Times when I look at people and I see nothing worth liking. I want to earn enough money I can get away from everyone.
What will you do about your boy?
I don't know. Maybe it'll change. Has your sound come back to you? I don't know. Maybe no one knows that. Doctor might not know that.
Where's his mother?
I don't want to talk about those things. I see the worst in people, Henry. I don't need to look past seeing them to get all I need. I've built up my hatreds over the years, little by little. Having you here gives me a second breath. I can't keep doing this on my own. With these people.
Daniel, wake up! Daniel!
have to go and have a word with the conductor. I'll be right back. You stay here. You understand? You stay here. I'll be right back.
Brother Henry Plainview from Fond du Lac.
H.M. Dilford, pleasure.
Henry Plainview. J.J. Carter. So.
Shall we?
Yes.
How's your boy?
Thank you for asking.
Is there anything we can do?
Thanks for asking is enough.
So what are your plans?
Is this about buying up my tracks here?
Yes.
The cable was about my Coyote Hills lease.
We'd like that too.
What's your offer on Coyote Hills?
We'll offer $150,000 for full title.
That's a deal. What's next?
You have 11,000 acres in Little Boston. You have one proven well that was damaged.
I have three wells proven. You haven't been paying attention. That's three proven wells.
We'll make you a millionaire while you're sitting here from 1 minute to the next.
What else would I do with myself?
Are you asking me?
What else would I do with myself?
Take care of your son. I don't know what you would do.
If you were me and Standard offered to buy what you had for $1 million, why? So why?
You know why.
Yeah, you fellas should just scratch around in the dirt and find it like the rest of us instead of buying up someone else's hard work.
I've scratched around the dirt, son.
You gonna change your shipping costs?
We don't dictate shipping costs. That's railroad business.
Oh, you don't own the railroads? Of course you do. Of course you do.
Where are you gonna put it all? Where? Build a pipeline, make a deal with Union Oil, be my guest. But if you can't pull it off, you've got an ocean of oil under your feet with nowhere to go. Why not turn it over to us? We'll make you rich. You spend time with your boy. It's a great discovery. Now let us help you.
You just tell me how to run my family.
It might be more important now that you've proven the field and we're offering to buy you out.
One night I'm going to come to you inside of your house, wherever you're sleeping, and I'm going to cut your throat.
What? What are you talking about? Have you gone crazy, Daniel?
I
heard what you said. What did you say?
Don't tell me about my son.
Why are you acting insane and threatening to cut my throat?
You don't tell me about my son.
I'm not telling you anything. I'm asking you to be reasonable. If I've offended you, I apologize.
We'll see what I can do.
This parcel here is a 3,000-acre ranch owned by B.L. Harper. This is San Luis Obispo County land. From here to the coast, it's all Union Oil.
What's this? Why don't I own this?
Why don't I own this?
That's the Bandy tract. He was the holdout when we were doing the buying. He had hoped to speak with you. Can't you just build a pipeline around this tract?
Can I build around 50 miles of Tehachapi Mountains? Don't be thick in front of me, Al.
I can go to him again?
No, I'll go and talk to the man. I'll talk to him, show you how it's done. All right, back it up, Henry.
How big is his room?
Well, he's sharing with another boy.
Who?
An older boy, about 12. He's been there for a year, named Ballard.
How big is the room?
Oh, it's a fair size. Got enough space. Are you taking Henry with you to meet Union Oil?
Son of William Bandy?
Grandson.
Is he here?
No, he's out.
Where is he?
I told you he's out. Now what do you want?
I'm Daniel Plainview. I want to talk with him about his property.
About what?
I believe I'll talk with him about that.
You're that old man, aren't you?
That's right.
I don't want you drilling out here.
I don't want it either. Now when will he be back?
Few days.
Tell him I'd like to speak with him, not about drilling. And I'll be back in a week. Great station.
There's that house in Fond du Lac that John Hollister built. Do you remember it? Mm. I thought as a boy that was the most beautiful house I'd ever seen. I wanted it. I wanted to live in it. And eat in it. And clean it. And even as a boy, I wanted to have children to run around in it.
You can have anything you like now, Daniel. And you should. Where are you going to build it?
Here, maybe, near the ocean.
Would you make it look like that house?
I think if I saw that house now, it'd make me sick.
We can eat and get some women.
Take them to the Peachtree Dance. I say get liquored up and take them to the Peachtree Dance.
Yeah.
I want you to tell me something.
What?
What's the name of the farm next to the Hill House? What was the name of the farm next to the Hill House?
Can't remember.
Who are you?
I'll leave, Daniel.
Who are you?
I'm no one. Just let me get up and go.
Do I have a brother?
I met a man in King City. Who said he was your brother? We were friends for months, working in King City. and he wanted to make his way to you, Dan. We didn't have any money. He died of tuberculosis. He wasn't harmed. He wasn't killed, nothing bad. But he told me about you. And I just took his story. Used his diary. Daniel. Daniel. I'm your friend. I'm not trying to hurt you. Never. Just survive. No! No!
Who's it?
I'm Bandy.
Yes. Yes. William Bandy. I'd like to lease your land.
Asked for you to come and talk to me before, when you were leasing me.
That's right, yes. My boy's been very sick.
This was before your boy got sick. Now I know that you would like to build a pipeline. Is that right, what I've heard?
That's absolutely right. Well, it's 8-inch pipe. It can be buried with your consent. I guarantee you, absolutely no deception.
God has told me what you must do.
What is that?
You should be washed in the blood of Jesus Christ.
Oh, but I am. I have been washed, Miss Bandy. I have been.
It's your only way to salvation. And your only way for what you want. You can take it at the Church of the Third Revelation.
I'll pay you $3,000.
I'd like you to be part of our church.
I'll pay you $5,000.
Be baptized. Be forgiven for this sin that you've done.
What sin are you referring to, Mr. Bandy? My sin of drilling?
I truly wish everyone could be saved, don't you?
Yes. Yes.
I'm afraid that's just not the case. The doctrine of universal salvation is a lie, is it not?
It's a lie.
It's a lie. I wish everyone could be saved, but they won't. No, they won't. You will never be saved if you
reject the blood.
There, a sinner here looking for salvation. A new member. So I'll ask it again. Is there a sinner here looking for God?
Yes.
Mommy. Thank you for coming, Brother Daniel. We have a sinner with us here who wishes for salvation. Daniel, are you a sinner?
Yes.
Oh, the Lord can hear you, Daniel. Say it to him. Go ahead and speak to him. It's all right.
Yes.
Down on your knees and to him. Look up to the sky and say it.
What do you want me to say?
Daniel, you've come here and you've brought good and wealth, but you have also brought your bad habits as a backslider. You've lusted after women and you have abandoned your child. Your child that you raised, you have abandoned all because he was sick and you have sinned. So say it now. I am a sinner.
I am a sinner.
Say it louder. I am a sinner.
I am a sinner.
Louder, Daniel! I am a sinner!
I am a sinner!
I am sorry, Lord!
I am sorry, Lord!
I want the blood!
I want the blood!
You have abandoned your child!
I've abandoned my child.
I will never backslide.
I will never backslide.
I was lost, but now I am found!
I was lost, but now I'm found!
I have abandoned my child! Say it, say it.
I abandoned my child.
Say it. Say it louder.
I've abandoned my child. I've abandoned my child. I've abandoned my boy.
Beg for the blood.
bloody lie. Let me get out of here. Give me the blood, Lord, and let me get away.
Do you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?
Yes, I do.
Get out of here, devil! Out, devil! Out, sin! Do you accept the Church of the Third Revelation as your spiritual guide?
Do
you? Get out of here! Get out of here! Get out of here! Do you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior?
Yes, I do.
Would you be free from the burden of sin? There's power in the power in the blood. Would you reveal the victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood.
Welcome to
take the Spirit in on his own. We have a new member.
Yes, brother. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Mr. Plainview has been generous enough to make a $5,000 donation to the church, which we are still waiting for.
Here's George Reynolds, teacher from the desk.
Is it Plainview? Oh, you're too heavy for me.
You want to get something?
That's the pipeline, see? All the way to the sea. Let's take a look at you. That's it.
Let's get some decent food inside of you. That's all we need here is a good, strong, expensive meal. You hungry? Waiter?
Yes, sir.
Two steaks, a whiskey and water for him. And goat's milk.
Very good, sir.
We're going to have this teacher help you. He's going to help take care of all of this. Understand? So I need you. I need your help. We've got everything we need now to build this community. Come here.
Good afternoon,
Daniel. Oh,
good afternoon. Hello, H.M. Tilford.
You don't have to shout.
Pleasure.
I'm sorry about that, sir. We'll have your steaks right out.
So, my Standard offered us $1 million for the Little Boston leases. I told H.M. Tilford where he could shove that, and we made a deal with Union on the pipeline. And that whole ocean of oil underneath our fields.
Yes.
We needed the money to drill.
Who is this guy? This guy on the property we're trying to make a claim on, offered him $1 million. Turns down flat.
Well, I'm hungry.
I want you to look over there.
Daniel, let me introduce...
Look over there. You see? That's my son. You see him?
Yes.
You see?
I see him.
You don't tell me how to raise my family. I told you not to tell me how to raise my family.
Daniel.
So what do you see?
I'm very happy for you that...
Yes, I made a deal with Union. My son is happy. He's safe.
Congratulations.
I'm taking care of him now, so...
Excellent.
You look like a fool, don't you, Tilford?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, you do.
Excuse me, gentlemen.
Oh, excuse me, gentlemen. Excuse him, gentlemen. What I was gonna do.
Three quarters of an hour.
You know, great job.
Thank you. You will be in my prayers.
Thank you.
You know,
say I may help, sir. Give me this water. I shall first not neither come hither to draw.
Come in, come in.
Can we be alone?
This is my closest associate. He hears everything.
I'd prefer to speak to you in private.
You can't speak. So why don't you flap your hands about and have what's-his-name tell me where you've been? Or do you think I don't know?
This is hard for me to say. I'll tell you first. I love you very much. I've learned to love what I do. Because of you. I'm leaving here. I'm going to Mexico. I'm taking Mary, and I'm going to Mexico. I miss working outside. I miss the fields. It will only be for a time. For me to do my own drilling. Start my own company. It's time to make a change.
This makes you my competitor.
No. No, it's not like that.
It is like that, boy. Your own company.
That's right.
In Mexico.
Yes.
You are making such a misstep. So, what are you doing?
I know you and I have disagreed over many things. I'd rather keep you as my father. And my partner.
Then say it. You've got something to say to me, then say it. I'd like to hear you speak instead of your little dog. Woof, 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 woof.
I'm going to Mexico with my wife. I'm going away from you.
That wasn't so hard, was it? Killing us with what you're doing. You're killing my image of you as my son.
You are stubborn. You won't listen.
You're not my son.
Please don't say that. I know you don't mean it.
Well, it's the truth. You're not my son. You never have been. You're an orphan. Did you ever hear that word? Tell him what I said. You operated here today like one. Should have seen this coming. I should have known that under this all these past years, you've been building your hate for me piece by piece. I don't even know who you are because you have none of me in you. You're someone else's. This anger, your maliciousness, backwards dealings with me. You're an orphan from a basket in the middle of the desert. And I took you for no other reason than I needed a sweet face to buy land. Did you get that? So now you know. Look at me. You're lower than a bastard. None of me in you. You're just a bastard from a basket.
I thank God I have none of you in me.
Not my son. Just a little piece of competition.
Bastard from a basket!
Mr. Daniel, you've got a visitor. Wake up, Mr. Daniel. Sir.
house now.
Daniel. Daniel Plainview, the house is on fire! Brother Daniel, it's Eli.
Yes, it is.
I'll make us a drink. Oh, your home is a miracle. It's beautiful. God bless it.
I've been spreading his word far and wide.
Far and wide. So much travel for him. I've been working in radio. Yes, so much has been happening. To be here and find you and see you well is wonderful. And we have a chance to catch up.
So much.
Oh. My brother. Daniel, my brother by marriage. We're such old friends. So much time. Things go up, things go down, but at least the Lord is always around. We've seen ups and downs, haven't we?
Are things down for you right now, Eli?
No, no. But I do come with some sad news. Perhaps you remember Mr. Bandy. Mr. Bandy has passed on to the Lord. He lived to be 99 years old. God bless him. Mr. Bandy has a grandson. Have you met his grandson, William? William Bandy is one of the finest members we have at the Church of the Third Revelation. He's eager to come to Hollywood to be in movies. He is very good looking. And I do think he will have success.
That's wonderful.
Would you like me to speak with him? Daniel. I'm asking if you'd like to have business with the Church of the Third Revelation in developing this lease on young Bandy's 1,000-acre tract. I'm offering you to drill on one of the great undeveloped fields of Little Boston.
I'd be happy to work with you.
Yes, yes, of course, that's wonderful.
But there is one condition for this work. I'd like you to tell me that you were a false prophet. I'd like you to tell me that you are and have been a false prophet. And that God is a superstition.
But that's a lie. It's a lie. I cannot say it. When can we begin to drill?
Very soon.
How long will it take to bring in the well?
It shouldn't take long.
I would like a $100,000 signing bonus plus the five that is owed to me with interest.
That's only fair.
I am a false prophet, and God is a superstition. If that's what you believe, then I will say it.
Say it like you mean it.
Daniel.
Say it like it's your sermon. Don't smile.
I am a false prophet. God is a superstition.
Why don't you stand up? Put your glass down.
A false prophet, God is a superstition.
Eli, stop. Just imagine this is your church here, and you have a full congregation, so.
I am a false prophet, God is a superstition.
Say it again.
I am a false prophet, God is a superstition.
I can't hear you at the back.
I am a false prophet, God is a superstition.
Say it again.
I am a false prophet. God is a superstition.
Say it again.
I am a false prophet. God is a superstition.
Those areas have been drilled.
What?
Those areas have been drilled.
No, they haven't.
Yes, it's called drainage, Eli. See, I own everything around it, so of course I get what's underneath it.
But there are no derricks there. This is the bandy track. Do you understand?
Do you understand, Eli? That's more to the point. Do you understand? I drink your water. I drink it up. Every day, I drink the blood of lamb from bandy's track. You can sit down again.
Desperate times.
I know.
I need a friend.
Yes, of course you do.
I've sinned. I need help. I'm a sinner. I've let the devil grab hold of me in ways I never imagined. I'm so full of sin.
The Lord sometimes challenges us, doesn't he, Lord?
Oh, yes, he does. Daniel, yes, he does.
Yes, he does.
Failed to alert me to the recent panic in our economy, and this, I must have this. I must have this. My investments have. Daniel, I won't bore you, but if I could grab the Lord's hand for help, I would. But he does these things all the time, these mysteries that he presents, and while we wait. While we wait for his word.
But you're not the chosen brother, Eli. It was Paul who was chosen. As he found me and told me about your land. You're just a fool.
Why are you talking about
Paul? I did
what
your brother
couldn't.
Don't
say this
to me. I broke you and I beat you. It was Paul who told me about you. He's the prophet. He's the smart one. He knew what was there, and he found me to take it out of the ground. You know what the funny thing is? Listen. I paid him $10,000 cash in hand. Just like that. He has his own company now. prosperous little business, three wells producing $5,000 a week. Stop crying, you sniveling ass. Stop your nonsense. You're just the afterbirth, Eli.
No.
Slithered out on your mother's filth.
No.
They should have put you in a glass jar on the mantelpiece. Where were you when Paul was suckling at his mother's teat? Where were you? Who was nursing you, poor Eli? One of Bandit's sows? That land has been had. Nothing you can do about it. It's gone. It's had.
If you would just you take this lease, Daniel.
Drain it! Drain it, Eli, you boy. Drain dry. I'm so sorry. If you have a milkshake, and I have a milkshake, and I have a straw, there it is. That's the straw, you see. Watching. My straw reaches across the room and starts to drink your milkshake. I drink your milkshake. I drink it up.
Don't bully me, Daniel.
Did you think your song and dance and your superstition would help you, Eli? I am the third revelation. I am who the Lord has chosen. Because I'm smarter than you. I'm older.
I'm your own friend, Daniel.
Oh,
help
me. What a false prophet.
Help me,
you sniveling boy. I am the third revelation. I am the third revelation. I told you I would eat you.
We're family.
I told you I would eat you up.
We're brothers. We're brothers. We're brothers. Daniel, please forgive me. I beg you. I'm sorry.
Mr. Daniel?
I'm finished.
Thank you.
Thank you.